You're listening to The Obscure Gentleman, a weekly pop culture nostalgia podcast. I'm your host, Aaron A. Alvarez.
And I'm your co-host, Alex Mitchell.
Yeah, I don't really know where to go with that.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, this is the show.
I'm going in. Cover me, Porpoise.
I'm right with you, Red Green.
But I don't want to be a pirate.
Looks like Daddy's bringing home the barbecue.
These donuts are great.
I'd buy that.
Dodson, we've got Dodson here.
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy.
All we had to do was follow the damn train, CJ.
It was me all along, Austin.
No! No!
Hello.
Hello.
Today we're going to be talking about Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Before we get into the show, if you'd like to help support the podcast and the webcomic, go to patreon.com/theobscuregentleman. A dollar will get you full access to a bunch of cool goodies and stuff, and there's other tiers where there's nice perks and stuff like that. But let's get on the show where we talk about Coca-Cola. So what is Coca-Cola for those who don't know, even though they should know?
Coca-Cola is this brown sludge drink filled with sugar and bubbles and joy. That's my take on it. It's a soda. You know what a soda is.
Yeah, a soda pop.
Carbonated soft drink produced by the Coca-Cola Company.
What are the roots?
So this is a southern product in nature. It was created by...
By grace of God.
Yeah, well, it was created by a fucking Confederate colonel. This is John Pemberton.
Yes.
Wounded during the American Civil War, as a lot of dudes did back in the day.
Got wounded?
Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of those wounds are fatal, too, like
well, I mean,
medicine and shit.
This is
terrible.
Back when barbers were still, like, doing surgery. So,
yeah.
You know, what you can do.
Yeah. So, this dude became addicted to morphine because of...
Like all good stories start.
I mean it has an interesting start to a, you know. So, yeah, because of the pain that he was in out of his wound and all that, he became addicted to morphine. So he kind of wanted to find something to, like, let me get off my morphine addiction. Let me wean it off. And I don't know what I'm doing.
I mean, he probably sounded like that.
Yeah. He was trying to create this, like, new, like, almost like, it would almost be like a wine or something like that.
So this was during the era of elixirs and,
yeah,
and like, potions, quote unquote. And,
yeah, like. Apothecary kind of shit.
People were mixing things to create
a cure-all.
Cure-alls for anything, like for different ailments.
Balding.
I don't know
if that was a thing.
You look in, like, there's, like, classical, like, they're not really ad magazines, but, like, they're order catalogs, and you could see a wide variety of different products that promise to cure shit.
Yeah. It's kind of like a snake oil thing, but
it's the evolution of snake oil. I mean, the drink industry pretty much started from this.
Yeah.
It was from...
Yeah. So this will be a common thing you'll see people have at, like, trivia bars and all that, where it's like, did you know Coca-Cola started out as a medicine? And it's like...
Yeah.
And I guess that was the initial intended effect, if you want to think about it. So,
which is almost every soda started out as a medicine.
Yeah. it utilizes, like, the coca plant, right?
Yes.
Like,
and we'll go more into that.
Yeah. But just to get this right out there, it's basically cocaine.
Well.
Kind of. I mean, it's like, purest, like, raw form. Right?
Yeah. There's a lot that misinformation about the whole cocaine thing.
Yeah. But it was understood that at that point, that was a non-addictive, like... source, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so with the whole... I do need to get out of the way, I guess. So the whole cocaine aspect, which everyone loves bringing up, is this. Okay, so...
It is another...
So the coca plant. The coca plant also produces cocaine.
Yeah.
When you make Coca-Cola, I mean, no one knows the actual recipe, but the...
Two people, I think two... They say two executives know it or something.
Yeah, or it's two or three, I forgot. But it's somewhere around there. But so when you make Coca-Cola, when you need the coca leaf, essentially what they do is they extract what they need from it, and the rest that's left over is what goes into making cocaine.
Yeah.
But the process of making cocaine is also crazy and deals with different, like, chemical... extractions and shit like that. The truth is, Coca-Cola never actually had, like, because people have this picture in their head of, like, oh, they poured cocaine. Like, they're picturing,
yeah, yeah, they're, like, they're picturing Scarface and shit.
They're picturing white powder going in. Yeah. But the truth is, they use the same exact root point or starting point of cocaine.
Yeah.
Now, there are, because of the chemical process to do this, there are trace amounts. And yeah. By trace amounts, it's very little.
You're not going to get, like...
You're not going to get coked up.
Yeah.
What is going to happen, though, with the original the original recipe, because they did alter it slightly in, like, the 30s, I think.
Mm-hmm. It's been altered a couple times.
Yeah, and it's been altered because the whole, like, the freak out, the coke freak out in the 30s, where it was like, oh, it's evil, it's from the devil, or whatever, back when, like, the huge anti-drug, like, lobbying started. They lowered the levels of coca in it because they still needed it because it's like, how are we going to call ourselves Coca-Cola if we don't have coca in it?
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, you would need to... the amount of Coca-Cola you'd have to drink to equate to, like, doing a bump of cocaine would probably be past what any human could ever drink.
Okay.
It's that negligible. So,
of that, though...
But it does... Okay, it does, though.
Yeah.
It does have coca plant... But it doesn't have, like, refined, like, China White in it.
Okay.
All right.
So because of that, though, there's a lot of rumors about the current product, which is a different... It's a different beast, you know. And because of that, like, there's, like, you know, because the recipe is secret, a lot of people are still convinced that it has, like, you know, fucking... You know, Mule Ball in there and, you know, shit like that.
Yeah, the addictive property is the sugar. Or...
Yeah.
Now the
it's the caffeine.
The high fructose corn syrup.
Oh, that too.
Okay, so back to...
the olden days.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was sold as like a wine almost, kind of like...
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
and we actually went over this in another episode. Not the Coca-Cola aspect, but the when we talked about Kool-Aid. It was actually originally sold in the syrup... And you had to mix it.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like this is how old. By the way, this is how all drinks used to be made. Is you'd have to have a separate bottle.
Yeah.
To mix in. So that's. I mean, you look at the first Coke bottle. It looks like this weird.
It's all yeah, and it's got a round like.
And it's not shaped like what we know.
No,
today.
No, no.
So yeah.
So yeah, let's see. So then in 1886, Atlanta and Fulton County passed prohibition. So yeah, that's another thing a lot of people don't know is that. Counties regionally would do their own laws.
Yeah, yeah, prohibition wasn't widespread until...
The 20s?
Yeah.
So, he made basically a non-alcoholic version. So, and this is kind of what the start of, like, what we really know is Coca-Cola today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were sold as a patent medicine for 5 cents a glass at soda fountains. So, yeah. And these were sold in Atlanta, which, again, gives more... they're very proud of that product, and I get it. You know, it's
I mean, after your one of your cities burns down,
I mean, you got to be happy for something.
based.
So yeah, apparently there were three different versions of Coca-Cola at one point being sold on the market, which is kind of interesting that something like that could happen. But you know, like it's kind of like the Wild West days of like patents and all that. Like you actually had to go out there and protect your fucking product.
Yeah, and also because of how things were back then, if someone
you might not even find out until like
yeah, you might find out like way later. Like what?
Yeah, it's interesting to me how communication is
change everything. Like yeah. Patent trolling back then was so easy to do.
It's nowadays, like, someone puts a tweet up as a joke for like a 5 seconds and people can find out.
Yeah, but back then it's like you could be in another state and like, wait, this is, I thought that was Coca-Cola. No, this is my Coca-Cola. But yeah.
There's a lot of disputes between like Pemberton and these guys named Murphy, Malay, Bloodworth. All these are awesome names that need to come
Bloodworth.
Back. Bloodworth. God, these had to be made up. You didn't come from some family.
I am General Bloodworth. Yeah, you can.
And everyone was always, their first and middle initial, and then their last.
H.E. Bloodworth.
H.H. Holmes.
I created Coca-Cola.
Yeah,
you can imagine that.
Yeah, Pemberton was trying to declare that that he owned Coca-Cola, or his family did.
Yeah.
The other guys could use the formula, but it's not Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Which is pretty generous when you think about it, considering nowadays they'd probably tell you to fuck off.
Oh, yeah.
But I guess you can't really enforce that if there's, like, they're selling it across the country.
Well, I mean, also because we're as interconnected, like, it was essentially region... Being king of a region was more important than being nationwide. Yeah. National wasn't as important as regional. I mean,
nowadays you got
we talked about in our wrestling episodes. We kind of talked about this too.
Yeah,
regional was king
because you had your loyal people that would go.
Yeah, and you have people like Jim Cornette even saying regional's more important. But Jim Cornette's crazy.
That's I don't know about that about being regional. There's feuds over this Coca-Cola name in
the original Cola Wars.
Yes,
yeah.
And we should discuss the
here's the thing. The reason why we have so many different colas, or like why we have so many different like similars to Coca-Cola, I'm talking about like dark sodas that kind of all everyone always like says, well, no, this is better. Well, it's because everyone was fighting for supremacy to dethrone Coca-Cola because that was the big daddy. So it's like
Pepsi came out because of this.
Yeah.
And again, similar product, medicine, has a similar taste, I think, but I can tell the difference.
Pepsi came out in 1898.
Yeah, and they're from up north. They're the carpetbagger cola.
Yeah.
I just made that up.
Jesus Christ.
No, but I mean, it's interesting to me that, and because of that, I feel like the South is very loyal to Coke.
There's lots of companies fighting to RC Cola was one of them at one point.
My dad loves RC
Cola. Oh, dude, I love RC too.
RC's pretty good actually. It's the redheaded stepchild.
It's ECW.
Yes. Yes. It is. And the red brand.
There were so many people vying for this, but then it also did another thing. It started a boom of everyone making like it didn't even it wasn't even like similars. Like there was Dr. Pepper, there was like our soda is clear, so it's better.
Yeah.
So
Mountain Dew came about around this.
So what happened was you had not only were there wars to be like the number one like
cola,
brown cola.
Yeah.
Now you had people just saying like
we're the best. We're
better than that because we're different. You had orange ones, you had clear ones, you had green ones.
Yeah.
And it's kind of amazing that a dude who was addicted to morphine created this cure-all thing that launched 1,000 different brands of essentially sugar water.
Yeah. And there's a lot of feuding over this name and all that, and it's going to take forever to
get to like those. Like the whole idea of cola at the end, like at one point Coke tried to claim that as their own.
Yeah.
Like cola belongs to us.
But the problem is other companies across like the world and all
that are creating something. So it was agreed that it's
your name. It's your name brand.
Yeah.
It's your formula.
Yeah.
You sell how you want it. It just became an icon, you know?
Well, it did.
And it's like
it was pretty famous prior to, you know, during its heyday and all that. But what launched it into being the national drink and being the drink of America.
Yeah.
And we will talk about how it's international too, but, what changed the game was World War II.
Yes.
So Coca-Cola, there's two sides of what happened.
Okay.
With Coca-Cola. I'll get to that.
I think Coca-Cola
is
kind of fucked up.
I'll get to that part. Okay. So here's the first part. And you're going to hear this, and you're like, man, that's really awesome that they did this. They said that all the boys overseas who are fighting on the Western Front...
They will get a Coke.
They will get one Coke a day, and they deserve that Coke a day.
And everyone's like, yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, right. And so you had all these advertisements. You had this big campaign of like...
These soldiers drinking...
There's so many images of soldiers smiling, drinking a Coke, opening a Coke machine, so, and it's like... Wow! So, Coca-Cola,
did they ever have the riveters and all that doing drinking these things?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's weird.
But it's like Coca-Cola is the drink of America. Coca-Cola is they're fighting the Nazis. Coca-Cola. Like it's like what they did with Santa. We'll bring it up next Christmas, I guess. That whole thing. But Coca-Cola became the face of World War II in terms of this is the product that's behind the GIs.
Yeah.
And to support the GIs back then meant a lot.
Of course, like those are your boys.
So after that, Coca-Cola was was the top. It was like, you didn't see other brands doing this. It's like, they couldn't even afford to do this.
Yeah.
So here's the other side of this. World War II. So let me set this up. Coca-Cola by this point, and World War II happened in
1939.
Okay. Is that when the United States joined World War II?
41.
Okay. Prior to that, prior to us joining, here's something that it's not talked about in history class because it's kind of embarrassing.
Well, it's also just kind of not really worth bringing up. But
well, companies like Ford.
That to me.
A lot of American companies had business dealings with the Germans.
And
I just don't mean the normal Germans. Yeah. I mean with the Nazi party. By then, Hitler was already in power.
He was in power by 33.
So
there's a lot of money to be made in selling to Hitler.
And here's the thing.
And I understand morally that's probably not a good thing, but from a business standpoint, I get why they did.
Like, here's the thing. There was, because of the boom in Germany's economy that was happening, selling to Germany was very important for many companies.
They were a booming nation full of young people that wanted to. They kind of lived in squalor for a while.
And now they were innovating.
Yeah. They lived in shit for like a while, and now it's like, now we want life's luxuries haven't had.
You had companies like Ford. That's probably the biggest example.
Because this is a Coca-Cola episode.
So Coca-Cola was one of these.
To my understanding, they were selling Coke over there.
Here's the interesting thing. Not only were they a big deal over there, three of the chair people were part of the Nazi party.
All right.
They had a European division, of course.
Yeah.
And three of them were part of the Nazi party.
It happens.
And they served under Hitler. Like, they weren't just like...
I mean, they wouldn't be over him.
They weren't normal... They weren't just like, oh, they happened to be Nazis, and it was just...
These were hardcore Nazis.
They were part of the Nazi party. Yeah.
If you are a Nazi, you are part of the Nazi party.
Yeah, but it wasn't just like, it was a different time sort of thing. No, it was literally... So here's the thing. World War II happens, of course, and we're not part of it at first. So, as all this shit's going on, we're still in business with them. Ford is still happily doing business with them, and saying other stuff.
He's kind of a jerk.
Oh, no, he's not a jerk. He's evil. He's really evil, and he
where do they worship him in, what's that, Brave New World?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, we join, right? So, oh shit, what's Coke gonna do? And so Coke's official stance is they did this, but that's not what they did. They said that, well, we stopped giving them supplies, and we cut everything off, cut off distribution. That's not exactly what happened. What did happen...
They sent three Latina ladies over there, if you remember those commercials.
So the truth is this. Here's what happened. They did stop distributing to them only the ingredients to make Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
What they did allow was for them to rebrand.
And they created Fanta.
Yes, and people are, isn't that like a Latin drink?
Because of those stupid commercials that aired in like the early 2000s.
Fanta is German, first of all.
To my understanding, it's still pretty popular over there.
Yes.
Because I saw it when I was traveling through Europe, I did see that a few times.
So what happened now is, Coca-Cola came in over here. Oh, well, we still want to make money, so...
Yeah.
Don't tell the public, though. Tell them that, the evil Germans are making their own thing now. When in reality...
I mean, they're still making money.
Coca-Cola was still making money from the Third Reich while we were fighting them.
Yeah.
As were a lot of other companies that did similar shit like this. A lot of those companies are gone now, by the way, but Coca-Cola's not because they're very powerful. And also...
It was a weird time.
So it's interesting that Coca-Cola at one point... At the same time, saying like we're supporting our boys, are also being like we're also making sure Nazis can drink some lovely beverage.
Yeah. Coca-Cola is a bunch of dicks. That being said, I will open up this bottle of Coca-Cola that I have.
Yeah.
So this is a Coke.
Yeah. It's and by the way, Coca-Cola. If you haven't noticed and look at the bottles lately,
it doesn't say classic.
They've dropped that finally.
Yeah. So if you look right here, it says original taste.
Yeah.
It's this is a 16-ounce bottle.
But it's not original taste because it doesn't have sugar.
You know what I mean, though.
Yeah. No, but
it's their brandy.
There's only two types of Cokes that have sugar.
There's the Mexican Coke.
Mexican Coke or Jewish Coke. And by Jewish Coke, I mean during certain holidays.
Fucking German Coke tastes goddamn good.
Well,
I had one over
there. The United States is the only company where Coke tastes different.
Yeah.
Yeah, oddly enough.
The German Coke and the Mexican Coke tasted different to me.
It's because of the different types of sugars they
use.
Yes. That's just why.
So,
but ours is the only one that has like a...
high fructose,
right? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so crack it open.
They put all these terrible chemicals in my body.
Oh, here it goes. That's the sound you get from a bottle.
Well, not, take a smell.
Plastic bottle.
Toast me. You got a water bottle. All right. There you go. All right, so I'm going to take a sip here.
Okay, he's drinking it and it's... yeah, there you go. Feel that burn. That burn.
I know you're not a fan of it. I love that
burn. Oh, yeah, and I should also state, yes, I'm not a...
You are a Pepsi man.
I'm a Pepsi Mark.
Pepsi man.
Yeah, I love Pepsi. It's smooth.
I've heard people describe this differently. It kind of has like a vanilla taste to me, I think.
That's
like,
vanilla Coke, man.
I know, but that's even more vanilla. This though...
I don't know. It's
weird. Coke tastes like Coke.
It tastes like
Coke. Pepsi tastes like Pepsi.
Pepsi has a hint of caramel. That's how I...
That's how you... See, I've read other comments that say that Coke has a hint of caramel.
Coke is for alpha chads.
Actually...
Pepsi's for cooks. That's what everyone says now.
Now...
Coke no, no. 14. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't agree with that. I'm just saying what they're saying.
yes.
But,
what?
When I was in Germany, I don't know why I said it like Germany.
Deutschland?
Yeah, when I was there, I noticed more places serve Pepsi, though. Well, at least where I was going.
I mean,
it is weird, though.
It also could be because they have more Fanta sales.
Could be.
That it's a way to offset all that. I don't know.
The thing I thought was interesting is every Pepsi I ever ordered, they always served with a lime slice.
That's interesting.
It is interesting. And I'm thinking maybe I should try that over here and see how that tastes.
But then again, you'd have to get a sugar Pepsi.
Yeah, I guess.
It's probably different.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's really a big difference between sugar and high.
But I've heard other people say this about the lemon slice, too. I'm like, I've never heard that about Pepsi.
Talking about why I brought up it didn't say classic anymore.
Yeah, so...
New Coke was a thing, and it blew up in their faces.
So I read that on the... Sorry, I gotta look up my thing real quick here.
That it tasted better?
No, not that. New Coke was ceased production in 2002. I did not know that.
It probably was in like maybe a South American country. Because here's the thing, Coke is sold in every fucking country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean every single country.
Except the two you mentioned.
Yeah, sold in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. In areas where you're wondering like, wait, what? But
Coke was banned in the Middle East for a while though because...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then they changed ingredients and stuff. There's certain reasons.
Yeah,
and,
there's political reasons.
But what's interesting is some reason Coca-Cola can always get over these political reasonings because, well, there's a lot of money involved, a lot of money trading. It's South America is a good example with the gorillas, but that's a story. Oh, you don't know about that?
No.
You don't know about them stealing water and draining people's reservoirs and, like,
no,
paying gorillas to...
I thought you meant apes.
Oh my fucking god. No, they...
Okay, no, I heard about that. I was like, what the fuck?
Coca-Cola has paid gorillas. And please explain what I mean by gorilla.
Like you would probably call them terrorists, but the freedom fighters, what have you.
Private militaries composed of freedom fighters or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, you know, but it's one of those, like, dirty secrets.
Their takeover in Brazil is pretty crazy.
Right? Oh, and fucked up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Coca-Cola outside of the Western world, everything involving it is nasty.
Yeah.
It's something you don't want to read into, which I did, and I'm just like, oh, this is a...
And they basically ousted, like, Pepsi from never showing up there for a while.
Yeah, they've... a lot of places have had their... entire like water tables like completely diminished.
Yeah.
The reservoirs completely gone because, you know, we're Coca-Cola, we need it. And because we need that sweet coca plant, we gotta do deals with some unscrupulous people. And here's an interesting fact about Coca-Cola. So coca leaves, right? We've mentioned that they were made them. All right, so coca leaves are still used in Coca-Cola. A company in New Jersey extracts the cocaine from the leaves for medical uses and then ships the remainder to Coke. Okay, that's part of it. So you're wondering, like, well, what are they going to do with the rest of the shit that can make cocaine? Well, they send it to medical companies.
Okay.
All right, that's one part of what they do. The other part, in order for Coca-Cola to continue to operate in its current form, the company has a special arrangement with the Drug Enforcement Agency, the DEA, to allow them to import dried coca leaves from Peru and to a lesser degree from Bolivia in huge quantities.
I mean...
So they do dealings with the DEA, but to get this done... Now, let's connect the dots.
Yeah.
That means they have to do dealings with the people who sell these drugs who sell these leaves.
It could just be the leaves. It doesn't have to
but, be no, I mean... It's interesting, but they've left a lot of small towns and villages in poverty, like worse than they were before.
But this tastes good.
That's essentially the American dream right there. But it's good for me. Researching Coca-Cola has made me dislike it even more. This episode,
Pepsi's probably powered by the soul of a dead child or something.
It's interesting with Pepsi and all the other soda companies; they don't have coca in them because why would they?
Pepsi Coca.
Every other soda company. Yeah, I mean they do shady shit, but not at the level of Coca-Cola.
It tastes different or something. I mean, I don't know what it is recently. Like,
what? Oh, the soda itself? Yeah. I don't know. I mean, okay, so moving on from the darker stuff, let's talk about the bottles themselves. So there's different ways to drink a Coke. So there's fountain, which is, you know.
I saw this this documentary on this Coca-Cola Wars thing.
Yeah.
And they actually showed one of the places that serves, like, apparently the most purest original form of Coke or something before even, like, I think they said, like, a 30s era Coke.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. I'll try and send you the link.
So, there's fountain style, which is, you know.
Your cup.
Yeah. And how that's done is, like, there's a... Have you ever actually looked at, like, soda machines, how they work?
Yeah. I worked at a pizza place. Yeah. I just set that thing up.
Like, the weird bag and shit.
There's a carbonation tank. Yeah. And then you have your water supply. And then you have your liquid syrup.
So, technically, that's... Aside from what you mentioned, that might be one of the closest to the original way.
Yeah.
Is technically a fountain machine.
Yeah.
Okay. Other way, of course, is from a plastic bottle. Like you have.
Yeah.
From a can.
I think the can and the bottle taste really different.
Yes.
I think I prefer the can, honestly.
And the way that purists say is glass bottle.
Yeah. I'm not really crazy.
But here's the thing. There's a war with the purists because clear bottle versus green bottle versus brown bottle.
Yeah. So brown would be the original one, right?
No.
Or is it green?
Green is the original.
I've never seen brown.
It's a regional thing, and it's in, like, certain parts of Mexico and South America.
Oh, well, I don't care.
But the thing is, that's just the glass content. That actually doesn't matter because it's not beer, and you don't want your shit to age anyways, or, like, sunlight isn't a factor in this. Green versus clear, I read that it's very negligible. Now,
I like the green bottle, though. Like,
in terms of what tastes best, though, from my understanding, it's this. How aluminum cans are made, they have to be sprayed... Inside them, they have to be sprayed with a compound that is essentially there so you don't get poisoned by the aluminum.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't, like, fuck up the taste of the drink. Because of the corrosive nature of Coca-Cola and soda in general, you're getting some of that back.
Yeah.
Plastic bottle, same thing, has to be sprayed. So you're getting some of that back. Glass bottle doesn't need to be sprayed with anything.
Yeah.
It's treated and it's steamed and it's clean that way.
Hmm.
So probably the most purest way is
the glass.
Or fountain drink, actually.
Yeah.
Depending on how those are cleaned.
I always enjoyed taking sips from that fountain.
You wheeze the juice?
Yeah. And then that's why they say that the McDonald's Coke is the best Coke or something like that.
I've heard that argument before. I kind of would want to test it out. Like, you go to a McDonald's and then you go to another fast food place.
Well, I don't like getting it at the ones that have the mix machine thing.
So speaking of,
we have other products of Coke.
Yeah, so initially there was, like, okay, so New Coke failed. And here's the interesting thing.
There's always been a theory about New Coke.
When they surveyed people across America when it came out.
They liked it.
It actually, they preferred it to the taste of Coca-Cola, the original Coca-Cola. And here's the funny thing. It tastes closer to Pepsi.
Yeah. Is there evidence for that? You don't know.
A lot of people at the time said it tastes like Pepsi. And here's the funny thing.
Fake news.
They tried making it sweeter like Pepsi. That was the idea.
In 1982,
yeah,
they released Diet Coke.
Okay, so Diet Coke is, or was at the time, really popular. We're starting to see a shift happen.
I can't drink Diet Coke anymore. It tastes like vodka.
So, yeah, they wanted, because I think it was because of Tab being so popular.
Yeah. They own Tab.
Yeah, but they wanted the Coke. See,
they wanted the Coke name on it.
Here's the thing: Coke owns a lot of different.
They own Sprite,
but
they own Dasani.
No matter what, like if you go to those mix machines, they own everything you see there, like Bark's Root Beer and shit like that.
Yeah,
and Mellow Yellow,
Powerade.
Yeah, so if you see like a product like that's Coca-Cola, but then you have something else they own. No matter what, they always want Coke to be, like, at the top.
Yeah.
So
it's their brand.
Tab was doing, like, incredibly well, and, like, the health craze was kicking off.
I'll take a Tab. You want a Tab, you got to buy something, kid.
So what happened was, they introduced Diet Coke, and it was a success. And it sold pretty well.
Yeah. I mean, it's still here.
Yeah, but we'll get to that. It's different now.
Yeah.
It sold pretty well through most of the 80s and the 90s. Yeah.
This is the first, basically their first, like, second brand of Coke.
Yeah.
And then came out, like, New Coke and shit. Like,
okay.
Well, no.
So the mainstays, though, have always been Coca-Cola Classic, which they recently dropped the Classic.
Yeah. They had a Coca-Cola Orange.
Yeah. They've tried a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Most recently is the Coca-Cola Life.
So let's get into this. Okay. So... Coca-Cola and Diet Coke were always the main two things, but something started happening in the late 2000s. Sales on Diet Coke were slipping. It was now kind of seen as like, why would I drink that? It's like, cause a new fitness trend happened and it was seen as like,
why
am I going to drink? And that's why like they introduced Dasani, but then not Dasani. That's why they introduced,
Aquafina.
No, what's the other vitamin water, which they also own.
Oh.
But vitamin
they own
water,
that really.
Jeez. Vitamin water is essentially vitamin water is essentially Kool-Aid.
Yeah,
it's not healthy for you.
If you drink the zeros, it's probably better.
So, anyways,
I like the zeros.
This is when they said, "Okay, we need a product that." Because men are not drinking Diet Coke.
So here's the thing. Friend of the podcast, Yama, explained that...
Diet Coke was seen as a female drink.
Yeah.
It was just...
Because he works in advertising.
It wasn't marketed as a female drink. It's not like Lady Doritos. It's fucking stupid.
Are they not going to do that?
I have no idea. They're probably still going to do it because of the controversy. So what happened is... it's like, okay. Women... This is marketed towards women. But women aren't really buying it anymore, and guys just aren't buying it.
Yeah.
So what do we do? Well, we introduce a black can, and we call it
Coke Zero.
Coke Zero.
Now, this was my drink for about a year ago. For whatever reason...
You fell for the marketing meme.
I guess I did, but you know what? It did taste different than Diet Pepsi.
So
Diet Coke.
The idea, the idea with this one is that... It tasted more like real Coke.
It did.
But no calories.
No sugar. Yeah.
So it was a pretty good success.
And then they fucked it up.
It still tastes the same.
Nope.
All right.
It doesn't.
See, I...
You don't drink it, so you don't know.
I have, though, and I don't see any difference.
They changed the recipe. They even said they did.
Negligible, though.
No.
It was negligible. You have super taste buds, then.
I do.
They released that. Okay, well, here's another thing. They also released, because Stevia was becoming popular, and these alternative sweeteners, Coca-Cola Life, was introduced.
I think it boasted that it had half the amount of sugar of a regular
And it was Coke. In a green can. It's this green can, because it's very earthy or whatever.
Yeah. I tried it. Wasn't crazy about it.
So, there's that. And that's, you know, a lot of people who, like, don't want to really give up their sugar, but still like the sweetness.
Yeah.
And they like stevia.
And they use, like, cane sugar, right? Is that
the Yeah, they use cane sugar, half cane sugar, half
stevia,
which, whatever. And so now, that comes to Diet Coke. Diet Coke has recently rebranded themselves.
Yeah.
they don't want to be known as the
girl drink.
The because essentially
which is weird considering the commercial they aired.
Coke Zero has kind of rebranded themselves to as basically this is the new diet drink.
Yeah.
Okay. This is for everyone. It's not now just like for men, like Dr. Pepper did with their Dr. Pepper 13 or whatever.
Oh God.
Or 10. Dr. Pepper 10.
That was embarrassing.
We had a friend who really thought that was great, but whatever. Yeah. So
I think I know him.
Yeah, because he loved Dr. Pepper, and he thought, "Yeah, for men, I'm a man."
Then just drink the normal one.
Yeah, I know.
Why?
I know it's stupid.
Why do they always like? Whatever.
Because you gotta feel tough. You gotta feel tough when you're drinking some DP. Anyways, they've sort of shifted to Coke Zero being the healthy alternative. Where does that leave Diet Coke? Well, Diet Coke is sort of now moving into the more like
the hip brand kind of.
Because, you know, flavored waters and flavored like clear sodas are like.
Yeah, like sparkling. Like
sparkling waters.
Like LaCroix. The LaCroix is the life force.
I could tell you about LaCroix. The family of blood.
There'll be a mint julep waiting for you on the other side.
to cater to that market, they're pushing themselves more towards, like, they have four new flavors.
Tried looking for them today just to try them on here. Couldn't find them.
They're fruity flavors, and they're kind of just rolling out right now.
Yeah. So the commercial that aired on the Super Bowl.
With Jillian Jacobs. That was her.
Bullshit.
Yeah, that was
that long-legged lady.
No, there was two commercials.
Okay, yeah,
not the dancing lady.
Yeah,
the other one where it's like, we don't care, what you do. Life's short anyways. You might as well drink this.
That is a very Jillian Jacobs take, I would say. But no, they had mango for one of them.
Twisted mango. They have feisty cherry. Ooh, feisty.
Okay.
Zesty blood orange.
Okay.
And ginger lime. By the way,
I like that, yeah.
Ginger lime is essentially a
ginger beer.
No. They're kind of bringing back like the lime Coke.
Good,
but in diet form. Why are you showing me this ad, Business Insider? Why would you do that to me?
So,
and they're also in like energy drink sized cans, like the skinny cans. So they're like an on the go
kind of like a Red Bull style. Yeah. Like, yeah. It's kind of interesting they're doing the whole, like, sparkling kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, they want Diet Coke now to have, like, a sort of, like, a wispy, whimsy sort of...
And like, I get it, you know, like, with that kind of product, it's like, you're not going to get this shit with regular Coke, with, you know, with Coke Zero and all that, but you can get these new flavors solely with Diet Coke.
Yeah, and they still have the original Diet Coke, too, but the can is also a skinny can now.
It resembles that one, too, because now they're doing the stripe.
The red stripe. Like, they're rebranding, and will it succeed? I don't know.
I feel like there's been this backlash against, like, hipster-type marketing and all that, so maybe...
Yeah, I mean, but this campaign is interesting, because it's, like, it's very carefree and, like, apathetic, too.
Yeah, but, but people hate that.
I don't know.
I can't tell if people hate that, or... People that have no time and, like, nothing to do with their lives go online and shit on it. And people who like these things just don't give a shit.
And so...
I don't know.
In other countries, though, they call Diet Coke Coke Light.
Coca Light?
No, Coke Light.
Coke Light. Okay.
Yeah, L-I-T-E. But over here, yeah, it's being rebranded. If most of the world, it's actually being rebranded.
I mean, it makes sense.
And, of course, the bottles are starting to look a little bit different. Like,
yeah.
They're trying to have, like, a cohesive branding thing. Yeah. They tried the circle thing for a while, which I think is being phased out, which it looked the gas. Remember when people complained about Pepsi rebranding?
I like that logo.
It looks like a fat guy. That was one of the things.
Fat guy.
Because people drew a head on top of it, and it's like, it's insured sticking up.
I like these minimal style, like... this isn't really a podcast.
But yeah, they dropped the classic thing, and so that's where Coke is at now, and it's still really, really popular.
They keep the weird cursive font thing and all
that. I mean,
that, you know?
Coca-Cola, here's how... And we'll end it before we go into the comment stuff with this. Coca-Cola is so popular that one of the biggest shows on television, Mad Men...
Yes.
Its finale ends with arguably the most famous commercial in history
mm-hmm.
by the world of Coke. Don Draper goes on to Yeah. Spoiler alert, by the way. He's sitting at a retreat and like he's trying to find himself. Like, you know,
he's been out of the game
as he was doing for the last like three seasons, like crying about everything. Remember her? She barred the prostitute giver. So he's sitting there listening to everyone, and people are hugging him, and he's crying and stuff. And then he's like meditating on a mountain. He sees all these hippies and shit. And then all of a sudden he opens his eyes and smiles. And
then you hear the cope. The fact that you link this character with such a beloved
with advertising, like the pinnacle of advertising, like that, I don't think it can be argued that there has never been a commercial as popular and as iconic.
I still think the Godzilla doing manly things with bros is the best commercial ever.
That though it's arguably the biggest commercial in history. It's still referenced to this day. Yeah. It's still used in campaigns.
Coke every now and then will bring it back.
It's a nice jingle. Yeah. Or so. Oh, I wouldn't call it.
It's got a nice message to it.
Yeah.
You know. Apparently you can't do that now. Maggot shits will get mad.
Buy this drink. It's worldwide and we make people poor. I'm saying that its message kind of counterintuitive.
Oh, yeah, but.
Their real practices. But
it tastes good. That's the important.
So yeah, Coca-Cola is it's 2 or 3% of the world most sold of all products sold is Coke. It's so recognizable that
if you put like this kind of like red and then like these white characters on it. People will think of Coke.
There's a store in Las Vegas that is just dedicated to Coca-Cola around the world. It's just every flavor of Coke, and that's
cool.
Yeah, so that's cool.
You should walk with your friends to that place and then not buy anything.
So before we go to the comments, I'm actually going to
and I gotta say one of the most iconic streets in America.
Yeah,
you know, Central Main Street.
Right? Yeah.
I don't even know the actual name of it now. I'm drawing a blank. New York City.
Yeah. Broadway?
Times Square. Yeah. There's a big goddamn Coke banner up there, and it's
consumed. And they're always going to pay for that.
Because it's iconic. It shows up in goddamn all over company.
Before I get to the comments.
I think it also shows up at the end of the Rhapsody in Blue segment in Fantasia. So it's like, yeah.
So here's some facts. Some quick facts. So, Coca-Cola once tried hidden magic cans. They had spring-loaded prizes instead of soda. They failed when technical glitches led consumers to accidentally drink the chlorinated water used to make the can feel like it was filled with Coca-Cola. that was a mistake. So,
I thought you were going to see like spring-loaded like shots of die out or something like that.
So, three people tried to sell Coca-Cola secret ingredients to Pepsi, but Pepsi reported them to Coke and the FBI. So,
good guy Pepsi, but I'm sure they did it for legal reasons too. Like they wouldn't do that.
Oh yeah, they'd probably get in trouble.
Yeah.
Here's a fun fact: a Soviet Union marshal commissioned a colorless Coca-Cola resembling vodka because he liked the taste, so that he could drink Coke without offending Joseph Stalin. Yeah, that's really weird. And it checks out.
I get that though. I mean, you don't want to piss off the top guy.
In the 90s, Coca-Cola had a plan to have vending machines automatically raise or lower the price of soda according to that day's temperature, but they ended up not going through with it.
I could imagine why.
It's a horrible fucking idea.
No one's going to do that.
Oh, God, it's so hot. That means...
It's $17 Coke.
So here's a horrible one. In 2001, Coca-Cola ran a program called H2No. A campaign to teach waiters how to get customers to say no to H2O. And this story broke, by the way, it was a secret campaign. Yeah. And it broke because a former waiter at Olive Garden, who had just got fired, exposed this to a local newspaper, and then the story spread. And Coca-Cola was actively trying to bury water.
I mean, I get that, though. You always want to upsell.
They also had an anti-tap water campaign, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really...
Well, because they want to sell water, too.
This was before Dasani. This is when they just wanted, they don't want people... They wanted Coke to be the only thing people drank. There's even quotes about them saying, like, Coke is all you need in life to drink. So.
That's true.
You
don't need water. So there's water in Coke.
Here's the best fact of all, and it goes back to what you were saying, but you didn't say the full story, and I'm holding it till now, about the creation of Coke.
Oh, yeah.
Coke was originally marketed as a cure to many ailments. including sexual libido.
Yeah.
The creator of Coke, John Pemberton, was forced to take the alcohol out of the original Coke wine formula due to prohibition laws, but he first advertised that version as a most wonderful invigorator of sexual organs.
Let's see if I can actually give you the... Here, hold on.
So that's the original...
intent, I guess.
There's old advertisements which are hilarious about basically dudes getting boners. Nice. Let me see. Because that was important. That's still important today.
Yeah.
Dudes getting boners. All right. So moving on now, we did a poll on Twitter.
Yes, we did. Thank you for sending in your votes.
So it ended up with 107 votes, and we asked what's your favorite variety of Coke. I also posted us on Instagram and Facebook. Instagram got like 3 responses.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. So Twitter poll, 107 votes. 60% of you chose Classic. 21% of you picked Zero, which is surprising because only 17% picked Diet. And 2% picked Life. So
Life probably isn't doing that
but,
well.
No, what's interesting is Diet got beat out by Zero.
Because Zero tastes better.
Yeah, so interesting. So here's some comments from the very fine people on Twitter and some pals of ours who the first two are from... I mean, a lot of the people are pals, but two are from some close friends. So friend Tim says... Classic makes my teeth feel super weird. So, yeah. Nick of Plain Zero Podcast and my brother, he says, vanilla Coke is stupid.
Nick, we're going to have some words.
okay, so here's what everyone has to say. Chris V, 723, says, diet is for middle-aged, overweight ladies to drink with their 1,500 calorie lunch to balance it out. Zero is for meatheads. Life is for old people who do nothing but complain about annoying kids these days. Classic, that's for cool kids who know about keeping it real.
I've never heard that about Life.
I haven't heard anything about Life. No. No one talks about it.
Yeah, but the other things, I guess, are spot on, right?
So, Sufficient Charm says, classic because the others taste like someone's ass from 1734.
I want to know how you know what someone's asking.
I love the specific date, though.
Yeah, like it wasn't the 1700s. 1734.
So, La Manala, La Malna Tux says, serious answer, I hate the taste of aspartame. Diet reeks of it. Zero and Life are both better, but not as good as the sugary goodness of Classic. And side note, vanilla's my favorite, nothing better. Mexican Coke is like no other beverage. It's so good, says Yucky Tom.
All right. I think it's all right.
Wait, dude, you're drinking one.
It's not a Mexican Coke.
Oh, no, you're not. Never mind. Okay. It is better. If I had to choose, I would choose Mexican Coke.
Tastes like copper.
God damn it. Kim Lockhartka says, I love Coke Life. I generally drink water, but the Stevia blend makes this a low guilt treat. Yeah, so people... That's what it's aimed at.
Yeah.
The people who don't really drink soda...
But still want just that bit
And who aren't into, like, drinking, like high fructose corn syrup or into drinking, like, you know, like that's for them.
Aspartame,
MTG Knifer says, my dad can't drink classic Coke, so I drink it and stare at him and smile as our relationship deteriorates.
All right.
Slaudasol says, drink diet if I'm on the other, if I'm not, the other is too sweet and cum zero is tab. What?
Cum zero?
Drink diet if I'm not, the other is too sweet and cum zero is tab.
Okay. I think we can just move on.
Okay. And Vicky Worthy says, diet caffeine free Coke because I'm aging and it's really good.
Okay.
We are gonna. That's. I mean, 60% is pretty good.
Yeah.
For class. So Classic clearly wins. So as for the, let's go into comments. Okay. So I'll start off with James. And so if you're a really listening to this podcast, if you follow us on Twitter or something, you already know he's a Pepsi mark bigger than I am. He's the Pepsi guy. I guess.
Pepsi man. I don't know why you're denying the king.
No, we can't talk about him today. That's a tale for another time. All right, so is Coke okay? No. No, it is not. Fuck Coke. Pepsi for life, motherfuckers. In reality, Coke is a fine drink and goes great with ice cream. And when Coke is Mexican, it's even better.
Ice cream?
You've never had a fucking Coke float?
No.
What the fuck? Who are you? What life have you been... You've never had a Coke float in your life?
Nah.
Have you had a Coke icy?
Yeah, yeah.
But you never had, had Coke with ice cream?
No.
You've had a root beer float?
Yeah.
Try
all right, Coke I guess float. I will.
All right. All right, so going to the comments, I have only a few, but they're girthy, so they're pretty meaty.
This is a thread.
All right.
It's just stupid comments. So you were talking about the, like, to... buy the world of Coke or whatever. I wish they bring this back on TV commercial, but they can't because of FCC rules. Someone responds. How does this violate FCC rules? That I was told from a friend of mine who works for the media. They can't show anything like this or any kind of jingle commercials. That's why you never see McDonald's and Burger King commercials on TV anymore.
What?
What the fuck are you talking about? There are plenty of commercials that throw on TV every day. Meanwhile, when this ad was on TV, I'm on the other side of the planet in Vietnam getting my ass shot at.
What is happening? Did you go back in time?
No, I mean,
you traveled back in time.
The time machine is broken.
Someone from the shit, or maybe someone from the shit traveled to the future.
This was the original one. That's why he was saying that.
Getting shot in the shit. All right. Let's see. Anyone who drinks sodas, and you'll know where this is from.
Okay.
Anyone who drinks sodas outside of parties is a fucking pleb.
All right.
Who'll gladly drink sugary water instead of actually drinking something with a pleasing taste.
I mean, water's good.
Yeah. No, you're a fucking pleb.
Right. I'm not drinking it right now just because I feel upset. All
right. I guess I'll go to the next one. Back in the late 2000s, I was a long-haul truck driver because I had the hazmat certification on my CDL. I would occasionally haul for Coca-Cola. All the loads I took from there were hazardous material.
Oh, God.
Imagine having a trailer with 38,000 pounds of phosphoric acid behind you. It really makes you think. Yeah, he didn't mean... So,
do you remember this commercial with the Afro dude and the hot chick?
Yeah, Carlito.
He does look like Carlito, yes.
He's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, by the way, what this guy is saying is Coke is because of the chemicals they use. Yeah, a lot of this Coke, like, when you see a big Coke truck go by, a Coca-Cola truck, sometimes it's not actual product. It's like, hazardous chemicals that if that were to spill over, a lot of people would probably die.
Cool.
Yeah.
By the way, if you ever have a clogged sink, you can pour like a thing of Coke down there.
Yes.
Yeah, it can kind of. It's kind of weird. So, this is about the guy, the handsome looking fella buying the beautiful lady a drink on the beach. So here's the response. Good luck trying to buy this beauty. Christ, gone through multiple ads and a new app. I know I wasn't that out of date. I forget what the song even sounds like anymore, and frankly, I don't care. Cell phone is busy with enough crap. What? Won't force another.
What?
I have no idea.
Okay. I mean, people get angry at commercials.
This is the guy. He looks very upset.
If you want to see people get angry at commercials, look no further than this year's Super Bowl. Like, people are really like, this thing that I don't have to watch makes me so mad. It's brainwashing the children.
Yeah. I would rather not talk about that, but I'll just say that I really, really don't understand how they have the gall to call people.
What you're trying to say is fuck off MAGA chuts.
Yes, thank you.
Alright, Coke only tastes good from a cold glass bottle. When they all switched to plastic bottles, all the soda makers killed their own products because glass can be reused. The only excuse they had for switching over to cut down the extra weight on the delivery vehicles. Soda from plastic tastes like a shadow of its former self. Okay, that actually is true, by the way. About the glass, about the cutting down on cost.
Yeah.
That is actually true. It lowers.
Well, obviously. I feel like Coke from a bottle is fine, but you have to like drink it quickly. Because to me, it's like...
What?
It doesn't... He was right, though. It gets warmer quicker.
He didn't say that.
But no, he implied that.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Reread the first part of the comment.
Coke only tastes good from a cold glass bottle.
Cold glass bottle.
I think that's his preference. I don't think he's saying it.
No,
right.
but look. Feel this right now. Just feel the fucking Coke.
Yeah, I don't,
it's warm already.
I don't... What?
And,
oh, all right.
Like, I don't know. Like, from a can, it stays colder quicker. Longer, I should say.
What?
I don't understand. How does that skeleton keep the liquid from falling out of her? And then it's a picture of this lady.
Oh, the new...
this is a woman with very long legs. People don't like people that resemble hipsters, I've noticed.
Yeah. Alright. I have two more, so I'll just read this one and you can read.
Okay.
I don't know what changed, but Classic Coke gives me the shits. But only when I drink it from a can. Like the good scientist I am, I drank Dr. Pepper and Barks from a can with no problems. Then I drank a Coke from a fountain in a bottle. No problems. Tried Coke in a can again and got the shits for 45 minutes later. It works better for than most laxatives I've tried.
Oh my goodness.
People do get the shits from like the most random things.
It is weird. Yeah.
All right. So read your final one and I'll...
Certain people we know get the shits just by walking and
talking. Just by looking at the sun.
Yes. Well, I mean, you should do that.
Imagine you look at the sun, you just poop yourself. All right.
Okay. Everyone in the comments is just like, who has never had a Coke? Who has never had a Dr. Pepper? And I'm just like, I'm here just like, never had any Coke or Dr. Pepper or Pepsi. I lead a sad life.
I mean,
in all honesty, I think...
It's probably better.
Yeah.
And if you ever do taste your first soda, you're gonna be like,
the reaction's always kind of weird though, because I did see people reacting to this, and they were like, "Oh, why is this like?" It's like it's one of those things that I feel like.
All right, so the final comment of the day: have a Coca-Cola. Look at all these smiling people having fun and drinking Coca-Cola. Remember how fun Christmas was when you were a kid? All these great things that Santa Claus brought you? Well, Santa Claus loves Coca-Cola. Weapons such as children, beautiful female Santa, etc. Followers and sales is warlike and unfair. Playboy magazine, Hitler, Brad Pitt, hourglass bottles, the colors of red, white, and sugar, and the official cola of McDonald's. How can you ever enjoy the best fast food sandwich, the McChicken, without a $1 any size Coca-Cola? Go on, have a Coca-Cola. We will even print your name on a bottle of ice-cold Coca-Cola. Just let you know how very special you are. Using a nuclear bomb? Remember Marilyn Monroe? Fried chicken? Religion or the Camel cigarettes ads? People should be loved. Have a Coca-Cola.
That's amazing. You're doing it like freaking... Henry Rollins and MTV Get Off the Air.
What the fuck did you just say?
Oh no.
Jello Biafra, of a bitch!
You know, end the episode. I'm dead.
I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I like to teach the world to sing.
Sing with me.
Perfect harmony.
Perfect harmony.
I like to buy the world a Coke and keep it company.
And the real
thing. I like to teach the world to sing.
In perfect harmony.
Perfect harmony.
And I'd like to buy the world a Coke
and keep it company.
It's the real thing.
Cured many diseases, including morphine addiction, indigestion,
yeah,
nerve disorders, headaches, and impotence.
Yes. Impotence was the thing it was mostly touted for. They wanted people to, like, drink this, you can get a big fucking boner.
What's wrong with that?
That's just weird. It's like, drink this soda, get a boner.
Hey,
that's
weird. People believe this big and thick.